Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, a defiant President Biden in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm staying in the race.
Yeah! And he hit back at those questioning his age and abilities.
Think I'm too old to restore Roe v. Wade, the law of the land?
No!
Think I'm too old to ban assault weapons again?
No!
To protect Social Security and Medicare?
No!
The president's working to fend off growing calls for him to drop out of the race.
I'm Michael Toscano. The challenges facing President Biden from within his party continue to mount. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, who met with Biden on Wednesday, issued a statement saying he must carefully evaluate whether to remain in the race, making her the first Democratic governor to publicly suggest he consider exiting the campaign. The Washington Post is reporting Virginia Senator Mark Warner is trying to arrange for a group of his fellow Democratic senators to ask President Biden to withdraw.
Meanwhile, a development in Donald Trump's classified documents criminal case in Florida.
Former President Donald Trump has asked the judge in the Florida classified documents case against him to pause proceedings while she weighs his efforts to dismiss the case based on presidential immunity and his claim that special counsel Jack Smith has been unlawfully appointed and funded.
That's CBS's Katrina Kaufman. Hurricane Beryl slammed into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula near Tulum this morning as a Category 2 storm. It's weakened to a tropical storm, but will likely regain hurricane strength as it heads to the coast of Texas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
It would be here likely on Monday, and we'd start seeing the impact of that starting on Sunday.
Kansas's highest court struck down two anti-abortion laws. CBS's Lana Zack with details.
The ruling was 5-1, with one judge removing himself from the case. The laws would have regulated abortion providers more strictly and banned a common second trimester procedure. The move reaffirms the court's stance that the state constitution protects abortion access.
Organizers of an effort to scale back Arkansas's abortion ban say they've submitted enough signatures to get the measure on the November ballot. Our Jim Casula tells us America's biggest retail bank has a warning for its nearly 90 million customers.
Marianne Lake, who runs Chase Bank, says its customers may soon have to pay for their bank accounts as Chase faces new rules that would cap overdraft and late fees. Lake says the new rules could make everyday banking significantly more expensive for all Americans. She expects other banks will follow suit.
On Wall Street, markets closed in positive territory today. The Dow up 68 points, NASDAQ up 164. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning near 22nd and Racine Street. Two women suffered serious injuries while a man sustained non-life-threatening wounds. There's no details about suspects at this point. The 68-year-old man found alive in the basement after a home explosion in Walworth County has died. Elkhorn fire officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion that killed Leland Holden. Summerfest's final weekend features Maroon 5 headlining the amphitheater tonight. The festival today offers free entry for seniors and a food drive promoting Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Officials across the state line in Lake County are blaming fireworks for fires at two homes in Wadsworth and in unincorporated Deerfield. The sheriff's office there reminds people that most fireworks are illegal. Tonight, downtown Racine transforms into a hub of blues music, craft brews, and barbecue. The First Friday event runs from 4 to 9 and features performances by international blues artist Stephen Hall Experience and local bands across multiple venues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
crew is in Southern California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got enough games, enough at-bats. I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadriceps space syndrome. It's basically an artery that goes around your arm, and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Nice on Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 73. Clear skies Saturday night, great night to get outdoors, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, partly sunny, 76. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday night. Currently, 75 degrees.
In their summer clothes. spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Rolling Stones. And it was on this date in 1975 that Keith Richards was arrested by the Highway Patrol in Arkansas on charges of reckless driving and possessing a weapon. Turned out to be a 7-inch hunting knife.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the
clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And with our thanks to My24 TV in Milwaukee, here's how it sounded yesterday when WRJN's classic car came through the Racine 4th Fest Parade.
And here we have WRJN radio, which has served Racine for 97 years and continues to provide local news and timeless hits to the city of Racine and the county. Morning show hosted by Don Rosen. Entertains with the hits in the 60s and even the golden age of radio. Find WRJN on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. And Lou Rugani and Don Rosen both are classic hosts, so we're so grateful that they could participate in the parade today.
Again, our thanks to My24 in Milwaukee for coverage of the Racine 4th Fest Parade.
Can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too.
Lovely as a summer day.
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Twice an hour weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. It's local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning. At around 2:30, police were called to an area near 22nd and Racine Street, with two women found suffering serious injuries and a man with a non-life-threatening wound. Police from Mount Pleasant, Racine, and Caledonia are assisting in the investigation. We're working on learning more. The man found in the rubble of that home explosion in Walworth County has died. 68-year-old Leland Holden from the town of Lafayette was found alive in the basement shortly after the explosion earlier this week. But authorities now report that he has passed away. The Elkhorn Fire Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating the cause of the explosion. The final weekend of Summerfest is underway. Maroon 5 headlines the AmFam Amphitheater tonight. Seniors can enjoy free entry from noon until early this afternoon. The festival also encourages community giving through a food drive, offering free admission in exchange for food donations to benefit Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Nice on Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 73. Clear skies Saturday night, great night to get outdoors, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, partly sunny, 76. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday night. It's 76 at our studios.
find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But if you're wondering what happened to all our talk shows, you can still find them. Just go to our sister station, AM 540 WAUK, or download the Civic Media app.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, baby, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Enjoy Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts Sunday nights through August 11th this summer at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. You can bring your blanket. You can bring your lawn chair. The music begins at 7:30 this Sunday night. Who's your host? Why, it's WRJN's own Don Rosen.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I hope you have a terrific weekend. I will chat with you Monday afternoon at 2. Stay tuned for CBS News at 6.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello. I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You and